Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster with you, along with my buddy Tom Fairbanks on the other side of the glass, engineering and producing the show. Tom, I could get used to this weather year-round. I mean, come on. 70s for the high and over. Well, the overnight low was kind of chilly this morning.
You're going to turn us into SoCal East if we do that.
California East, right on the beach, right? All right. Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster with you on this Thursday, December the 14th, 2023. We're in the Green Thing Zocalo Village studio. We're so delighted they have the naming rights to our studio, which is part of the Bustos Media Campus. We have now 5 radio stations under one roof here. This is 1030 KVOI, The Voice, Tucson's only source for live local news and talk. We have our worldwide live listening on my website, buckmastershow.com. Not only can you hear the program live, but then we make sure that the entire program is available on podcast, usually within a couple of hours after the conclusion of the program. For our telephone interviews, our live line is presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management. Once a quarter, we like to bring everybody up to date on what's going on at our airport, TUS, Tucson International Airport. This is our quarterly Tucson Air Service update with Austin Wright. Austin is the Chief Communications Officer for the Tucson Airport Authority. Hey, Austin, how are you?
Hey, Bill, great to see you. We always love to be here and be a part of your show.
Well, you know, I love to travel. It's in my DNA, and I do not get in the car and drive up to Sky Harbor in Phoenix. I'll tell you that. And you know, I want to make a point about that, Austin, right off the top. The leakage of folks who leave are the hometown to go to Phoenix because the perception among some is, I'm going to save a lot of money. It's so much more convenient. It is not true.
Yeah, that's false, and that's something that we're trying to work really hard with the community to understand is we need your support. As a local airport, we need you to fly local, and we did some marketing studies and found that the price difference on average one way or another is usually about $50 total for air service. So if you think about something like how affordable our parking is at the Tucson Airport compared to Phoenix Airport, you're going to save that $50 right off the bat. And there's a lot of markets that are actually $50 cheaper to fly out of Tucson.
Mm-hmm. And if you're thinking, well, I get a nonstop flight out of Phoenix. Yeah, that's true. And the point is, though, you will be surprised if you put in TUS and then your destination. And if it does take you through Phoenix, write that price down and then go nonstop from PHX, Phoenix, to your destination, and the chances are it's going to be comparable or less out of Tucson. The air carriers, they want you to start your trip in Tucson.
Yeah, and we want it too. Yeah. We want you to fly out of our airport, and I promise you our airport is so easy to use. We work really hard to ensure that the travel journey is truly seamless, and that's in our marketing campaign right now is that the Tucson International Airport is nonstop for easy travel. That's what it's all about.
And when you look at the numbers, you were preparing for a good November because, after all, Thanksgiving is one of the busiest travel times of the year. But now, crunching the numbers, Austin, these are pretty impressive.
Yeah, we were seeing really high holiday numbers. We were expecting to have a record-breaking Thanksgiving season. It was the busiest one in some 17 or 18 years. We exceeded that by 20,000 passengers. So it's incredible to see such strong demand for the Tucson International Airport. And that speaks to the fact that the community is seeing our messaging that it really is an easy airport to use. So yeah, we're on track for an amazing year. We're going to beat pre-pandemic levels by quite a significant margin at the end of this year. The Christmas holiday, we're going to have, you know, 15,000 people per day using the airport on the busiest day. So it's it's great to see. People love Tucson, and I'm right there with them. I'm so proud of our airport.
When you look at the holiday traveler numbers, starting with December and then through, say, the first week of January, you're talking a lot of travel through Tucson. 350,000 travelers, that's a lot of people.
That is a lot of people, and we're actually operating this year 10 more daily departures than we did the same time last year. So we had about 54 peak daily departures in 2022, and now this year in 2023, we're going to have 64 daily departures, which just is great. We are growing and getting new exciting flights, one of which starts today.
Today's a big day for Tucson International Airport. People have wanted TUS service to Orange County forever. We now have it. Today is the inaugural flight. This afternoon, that the flight started in Orange County at John Wayne Airport. It will come into Tucson this afternoon, then turn around and go back. This is a big day, isn't it?
Yeah, we can't wait. 1:30 p.m., that plane touches down. So right after we're live on the air with you, we're going to head back to the airport for the festivities.
Are they going to do the water thing?
You know, I'm not sure about the water thing. That's the fire department that handles that. Usually they do, so I'm not sure if they will. But we've got balloons and cookies and all kinds of fun giveaways. If you're an aviation lover like I am, there's a lot of people that look for these new routes because there's always fun aviation gifts, per se.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm sure we'll have some aviation enthusiasts as part of today's activities.
So how did this all come about? I mean, a new service doesn't just happen overnight. There is a lot of lead up to this.
Yeah, we take a lot of pride in our relationships with the airlines, and our air service director, Brian Kidd, and myself traveled to Seattle to meet with Alaska about a year ago, and we pitch specific flights to them and see what sticks. And Orange County is one that we pitched and thought it would perform well. Because we have a lot of service to Los Angeles International Airport, LAX, but we wanted to get some service that went to different, you know, LA basin area airports, whether it was Burbank or Ontario or Orange County, like we ended up getting. So we're always out there with the airlines. We travel a lot, and our goal is to have a great relationship and really show them that Tucson is going to be a great partner to do business with.
You know, Alaska Airlines likes Tucson. They've got now the airport, which is north of SeaTac, Seattle Tacoma Airport, is called Everett North Seattle, and the airport code there is PAE. And this is going to be very interesting, that the service up there from Tucson to Everett, you can get up to Vancouver. It really, if there's some of the recreation area and the Cascades, it's really convenient.
Yeah, and the San Juan Islands are just north the Everett area. So it's really eliminating the madness of the traffic if you really don't have to be in Seattle on the 5. That's a tough city to navigate. My mom lives up there, and I just visited her a couple weeks ago, and I could not believe the traffic. So flying into Everett, if you want to avoid the traffic and do some of the cool outdoor stuff, great alternative. And it's got great flight times. It leaves here like, I think, 6 or 7 in the evening. So you can work all day Friday and head up for the weekend. It's a great flight. So we're so happy Alaska continues to invest in our market, both with Everett, Orange County, and don't forget all their Seattle flights and also Portland, Oregon.
Yeah, I want to talk a little bit about the 5 most traveled nonstop destinations across this holiday season. Portland, again, that's Alaska service, right?
Yep.
And then we've got Atlanta, Delta nonstop to Atlanta. That is very convenient, especially if you're traveling internationally on Delta. But really, anywhere on the East Coast, that's a good alternative.
Yeah, being from Pittsburgh, I oftentimes get that Atlanta connection to get home, and it's great for us. Whether you're going, you know, to the East Coast through Chicago on maybe United or American or Atlanta on Delta, what's great is we're trying to build our network to go east because it's always been a little bit challenging from Tucson eastbound. And we are happy to see increased frequency on those flights. And Delta put it on an Airbus A321, which is a large wide-body aircraft similar to the 757, which holds, oh boy, probably close to 200 passengers on it.
I think it's 250, actually.
That sounds right. Yeah, yeah. That's their biggest narrow body other than the 757s.
And of course, Seattle, SeaTac, then Everett. We talked about Everett. And then the 5th most popular is Salt Lake City, which is a hub for Delta.
Yep. We go up there on the Embraer 175 on Delta, operated by SkyWest. It's a great new terminal Delta has up there, which makes connecting really an ease. And they've got a beautiful terminal. I made a connection up there, you know, a year or so ago, and I was just blown away by how beautiful this terminal was. And the approach is pretty with the mountains, too. So Salt Lake's a good one.
Yep, and I was up there a couple of years ago when they were actually still in the midst of that construction. And it was a huge job, so it is finished. And I hear the airport, as you've just testified to, is looking really good. Before we take the break, I like to follow what's going on in the industry, Austin. And this news of the merger, it still has to win approval from Congress. Alaska is basically now taking over Hawaiian Air. So that opens up some possibilities here about, let me dream a little bit. It could be Tucson, Honolulu on a Hawaiian / Alaska.
We are loving that idea.
Are you dreaming the same thing?
We will actively pursue that because we've got such a great relationship. So we hope it happens. It's great news for us, and we really, truly, taking the dream out of it, think that a less than daily flight to Honolulu would perform. There's true demand. So it's on our radar. It's not going to be tomorrow, but in the next year or two, we truly hope to have that flight.
And you're realistic there, and I like the way you put less than daily. I mean, you could do a couple of times a week. You could do like a Saturday or Sunday once a week even, and I bet it would do very well.
100%.
Yeah.
And they've got the right kind of aircraft with a 321.
Yes.
So we're on board with that dream, and I want to make that dream a reality for this community.
All right, Austin Wright with us. This is our Tucson Air Service update on the Buckmaster Show. Right now, Austin, I want to talk about our favorite bakery in town. That's Mona's Danish Bakery, home of the Danish Kringle. You know, Austin, this time of year, we could all use a little comfort food, right?
Oh, sure. I love bakeries.
Well, so do I. And they are at the northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise, open right now. The Danish Kringle. Kringle sounds like what? Kris Kringle. Sounds like the holidays to me. Their website is monasdanishbakery.com. Open right now for lunch. Open for breakfast at 6:30 in the morning. All right, we'll be talking more about Tucson Air Service. And by the way, if you want to find out what's going on at the airport with all the information on where the different departures are, the arrivals, flytucson.com is the website. Be right back.
Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com.
The Regional Transportation Authority's 20-year plan includes roadway, transit, pedestrian, bicycle, and many other transportation improvements across the region. Pima County voters approved the plan in 2006, and the RTA is working with the Citizens Advisory Committee to prepare and present a new draft plan to the RTA board by December. Sign up at rtanext.com for updates.
Buckmaster Show listeners know that I'm passionate about travel. When I'm ready to take off on a new adventure, my air travel begins and ends at Tucson International Airport. TUS is nonstop for our community and Southern Arizona. So remember, to fly local, fly Tucson. Tucson International is nonstop for Tucson. More at flytucson.com. Family-owned and run since 1985, Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing is the gold standard for quality and professionalism for picture framing, custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, and hanging and lighting solutions. Come in for your design session or set it up electronically. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and now doing e-commerce at moesgallery.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
This is Bill Buckmaster urging my listeners to join me in becoming a member of the Reed Park Zoo, one of America's top zoos and home to more than 300 animals from all over the world. When you become a zoo member, you receive free daytime admission, discounts on special events and education programs, and so much more. Find out more about zoo membership and everything you need to know about your zoo visit, reedparkzoo.org.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studios. Green Things, they are so ready for the holidays. 21,000 poinsettias were grown, homegrown, right at Green Things at 3384 East River Road, and they are beautiful plants. I've got a couple of them, and great colors, not just the traditional red, but there's just some really interesting kind of hybrid colors that they've got over there. 13-acre site, really ready for the holidays, and their sister business, Zocalo Village, beautiful merchandise from the Jan and Jack, the owners, have procured from Mexico. They brought up some beautiful things like these Christmas trees that are made out of tin. And you put lights inside, and it really looks nice. GreenThingsAZ.com is the website, and the Zocalo Village website, ZocaloVillage.com. They're open daily in their 53rd year of business. Also, if you've got some time off over the holidays, Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, is a great getaway. There's so much to do, especially like the Gila National Wilderness is there, a lot of great hiking opportunities. It's cooler. I mean, it's right now about 50 degrees midday over there, but certainly nothing to worry about as long as you just put on your down jacket or your down vest, get out there and do some hiking. Now, their website is southwestnewmexico.org, only about a three-hour drive from Tucson. And on the website, you'll find out about many things to do, great places to stay. And if you like New Mexican cuisine, where the question is always, do you want red or green on the chili? Yeah, they've got some great places to eat that have been in business like decades over in Silver City, a neat little town. All right, speaking of websites, flytucson.com is the place to go for all of your air travel needs out of Tucson International Airport, known as TUS. That is the airport code for Tucson. It is not TIA, and a lot of people think, Austin Wright with me in studio, a lot of people think, well, I'll just throw in there, I'll put TIA in the Google. Yeah, that might get you to some weird places. Try TUS. Just that's the where we want you to go. How you doing, Austin?
I'm still here. I'm loving it. And shout out to Silver City, New Mexico. I just went there a few weekends ago.
Good for you.
Fun place.
We didn't even plan that. Yeah, we sent so many of our listeners over there, and they all come back and say the same thing. Bill, I've lived here in some cases all my life. I've never been over there, and it's a fun getaway.
It really is. Yeah. Quick drive, pretty drive,
and then about 5,000 to 7,000 foot elevation. Okay, for the holidays, it's going to be a big deal at TIA, known as TUS. 8,000 daily passengers between December 21st and the 22nd. So I guess those would be your kind of busiest days.
Yeah, we upgauge that even more. So we're saying the standard day is now going to be about 12,000 within that bank. December 27th is actually going to be our busiest day, which surprised me a little bit.
Me
we're
too.
15,000 that day projected.
Wonder why. Maybe some people wanted to get away just for Christmas Day, come back early, get a jump on the new year. Any advice for people coming out to the airport at Christmas?
Well, I always think it's a good reminder that the holiday traveler is usually not the season traveler. They're usually the person that flies just once a year or very infrequently. So they take a little bit of extra time in terms of processing, whether it's at the check-in desk or at the TSA security line. So it's always good to get to the airport just a little earlier than you may normally get to the airport at the holidays because it's going to be busy.
You've upgraded parking too, right?
We've got great parking. We've got convenient parking that's walkable. You know, you could park your car, walk in the front door and be at your gate in a matter of minutes. That's how easy it is. And it's affordable. We've got just incredibly cheap parking compared to big cities like Phoenix or Las Vegas. So we're really proud. We want our experience to be enjoyable, but also affordable.
How about the in-dining experience at the airport?
We've got some renovations coming to our dining. So the center bar on the B terminal is about to get a full makeover right after the holidays. It's going to be almost double the size. So you have extra seating. El Charro on the B terminal is about to get additional seating as well. So we realize in our busiest times of day, it can be hard to get a seat at a bar or a restaurant. So we're expanding them so that way you have some more room and the amenities that you get to experience while you travel are even better than they already are.
Is there expansion plans in the future for Tucson International?
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. We are definitely already thinking about it. We have to get through this runway construction project called ACE, where we're adding another full-size parallel runway. Is that underway yet? It is, yes. It is well underway. We just demolished the old runway last week. So the new one is under construction. We're about 2 years out from the new one being open and commissioned. But that helps us with the military traffic that uses TUS, so that way airlines and military can operate simultaneously.
Mm-hmm. But these are two, there will be then two fully up to speed runways.
So we already have a crosswind runway and our regular main runway that are airline capable. So we'll really have technically three.
Okay.
But within the wind pattern, we'll have two in the same direction.
All right. I do want to mention that, you know, we talked a little bit about Phoenix and, well, you know, we've got some people think that, oh, we're going to get better service out of there. But we're doing pretty well when you look at our most frequent destinations. You got LAX, Los Angeles. You've got Denver, Seattle, Chicago, O'Hare, Dallas, of course, Las Vegas, and then the mid-Atlantic area of Washington, National, New York, and Newark. Now, what about the situation with Chicago? There's more service coming on United, I understand.
Yeah, we're going to go up to two a day on United, plus the flights that already exist on American, which is great. But we're also seeing additional flights on cities like Seattle, Minneapolis, Las Vegas. So although we may not have just tons and tons of new nonstop destinations coming online, what we do have are a lot of these hub cities that the airlines rely on. We're seeing increased flights out of Tucson, which makes, you know, whatever time of day you want to travel more realistic out of TUS.
Sun Country Airlines operates seasonally to the Minneapolis-St. Paul airport. And also Delta has joined in that. That's coming up on my birthday in 2 days on December 16th. Delta will get back into Minneapolis.
Well, happy early birthday.
There you go. Thank you.
Yeah, Sun Country started back last week. So they are already here. Delta joins the fun this coming week. Delta's using a bigger aircraft this year than they did last year on that route. So more seats for Delta. We just put up billboards in Minneapolis with the beautiful Sonoran Desert. And they say, craving sunshine, come to Tucson.
And that billboard will probably have 3 feet of snow on it.
Probably already has the three feet of snow. You got to come down here to thaw
out. Yeah, they
got
to come out down here to warm things up. So we talked the last time you were with us about Dallas Love Field. What's the service into Dallas Love?
Yep, that's back too. So it's back for the holiday season on a less than daily frequency. And it will stay with us actually through the spring. And Chicago Midway, speaking of Chicago flights, is coming back this winter and spring season on a daily basis with Southwest Airlines.
Southwest, their CEO just today, Austin, proclaimed last holiday's travel, which we know is just a really disaster with Southwest because of the computer system. They claim They're going to be up to speed. They've got everything ironed out. So let's hope Southwest performs very well. They've been very good to Tucson.
They have, yeah. They are our second biggest airline.
Didn't you used to work with Southwest?
I did, yeah. I spent 11 years with Southwest. Great company.
You're an alum of Southwest.
I am an alum of Southwest, yeah. Dallas, Texas. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think it's looking good. I think they've probably made the necessary corrections. And if Thanksgiving is any indication of the level of smoothness we may see for the holidays, we're in good shape. Thanksgiving was perfect. They've got amazing employees. They're so kind. They're friendly. They smile. That's what it's all about. They really show that true Southwest love.
All right. And for those wondering, how about a new sign for the airport?
Oh, yeah. When you pull in on Airport Boulevard early next year, you're going to be greeted by a beautiful new entryway monument sign that's made of metal, and it is the mountainscape. And it really hopefully gives you a sense of place, and it's really majestic, and it'll be illuminated beautifully. So we're really proud of this, and it's all part of our 75th year celebration. We broke ground on it last month. So it's going to be a great, warm welcome for people coming into our airport.
All right, Austin Wright, Chief Communications Officer for Tucson Airport Authority for TUS, which is the Tucson International Airport. Want to wish you and everybody, the whole team at Tucson International Airport, TUS, want to wish you all happy holidays. We very much appreciate our relationship over the years with the Buckmaster Show.
Happy holidays to you, too. Thank you.
Thank you, Austin. All right, we're going to take a break right here. It's the Buckmaster Show. And by the way, again, that the website full of information for the airport, easy to remember, flytucson.com. Be right back.
Dine in or take out authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza at Vero Amore, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, and panini are homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore, on the web at veroamorepizza.com.
The Friends of Pima Animal Care Center is the nonprofit partner to our Pima County Animal Shelter. We grant critically needed resources to PACC so that it can continue the amazing life-saving progress it has made in recent years. Your generosity helps us find homes for abused, neglected, and abandoned animals at PAC. Learn how you can help at friendsofpacc.org.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Hi, this is Irene Coppola, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona. The BBB sets the standards for marketplace trust by engaging with and educating consumers and businesses. The BBB is the resource to turn to for the objective, unbiased information on businesses offering national and local consumer services online and in person. Learn more about the many services offered by the Better Business Bureau at bbb.org.
Nonprofit Tucson Wildlife Center has been helping injured, sick, and orphan wildlife in Southern Arizona since 1999. They're dedicated to the rescue, medical care, and rehabilitation of sick, injured, and orphan wildlife, with the goal of releasing them back to their natural habitat. Around 5,000 animals a year come to them, as they are the only wildlife rescue in Southern Arizona. All made possible through donations. They receive no government funding. Please donate at TucsonWildlife.com.
Thinking about a river cruise? Let Bon Voyage Travel guide you to choose the perfect cruise to complement your vacation dreams. River cruising has become more popular than ever, and we know you have so many options to consider when selecting the destination, cruise line, and ship. At Bon Voyage Travel, we provide a comprehensive presentation on the top tips for river cruises and have a team of specialists to assist you. Visit bvtravel.com and view our River Cruise 101 presentation today.
It's time for the CEO interview series on the Buckmaster Show, presented by Sun Corridor Inc., a transformative economic development organization representing one of the most dynamic and growing major business centers in North America. Sun Corridor Inc. is a CEO-driven regional alliance whose members aggressively champion mega-regional issues that impact economic competitiveness and quality of life. The organization has helped to drive significant business investment into the Tucson and Southern Arizona region through primary job creation, resulting in an economic impact of $36 billion, with more than 200 company locates and expansions supporting 57,000 jobs. For more information, visit suncorridorinc.com.
And joining us for this month's CEO interview series is Alicia Nunez. Alicia is the interim president and the chief executive officer, the CEO for Chicanos Por La Casa. Alicia brings nearly a quarter of a century of experience in the financial and operational management area in both for-profit and nonprofit businesses. Prior to joining CPLC in 2006, Alicia was the assistant director of finance for the Ritz-Carlton Huntington Hotel and Spa over in Pasadena. Alicia has served in various leadership roles with Chicanos Por La Casa, including the Director of Business Enterprises, President of CPLC Insurance, Inc., and Vice President of Accounting. Alicia has a BA from Cal State Northridge and an Executive MBA from the University of Arizona. Alicia, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you, Bill?
Doing well. Thank you for being with us. Let's kind of begin here. Folks think they've heard of Chicanos Por La Casa. I'd venture to say that some folks have no idea what it's all about. Who are you? I think we'll begin right there.
That's a great question. Chicanos Por La Casa is a nonprofit organization that started about 54 years ago in Phoenix, Arizona. A group of young high school students got together back in the late 60s. And during that time, a lot of the Latino or Chicano students didn't have a pathway to college education. Their only pathway to any sort of education was to go into a trade school and or, you know, just go straight from high school to a regular job. And so students back in the day started walkouts and protests until there was a pathway that they felt was a good pathway for them to continue and allow them into a four-year university. And these students began with protests, and it was all around education. And shortly after CPLC was formed, the nonprofit was created. They started looking at other things other than education. They went into housing and real estate activities, and from there it's evolved into this huge organization that provides services in five states.
And I remember from my days finishing up my undergraduate work in the late 60s, 1969, and I remember there was, of course, this fight, fighting against discrimination and fighting against discrimination in the Mexican-American community. And that's kind of the foundation, isn't it, Alicia, for Chicanos Por La Casa, which translates into basically Chicanos for the cause, right?
That is correct. The young Mexican-American population that was fighting for their rights and against racism.
And Cesar Chavez was very much involved with this.
Absolutely. Cesar Chavez did a lot of protesting and would come to Phoenix and would actually use some of what was CPLC's facilities back in the day as his place to do some of his hunger strikes and prayer and a place where he would meet with other leaders in the community to help fight against discrimination. And so the community in Phoenix was already forming and advocating for the different needs, such as housing, education, and advocating for folks. And Cesar Chavez helped raise the bar and helped CPLC become what it is today.
And really, some of the foundations are still there. Housing, education, the health and human services, economic development, advocacy. We can get into all of those areas. But first, I want to talk about your own personal experience. You were recently appointed the interim president and CEO. You're also the first Latina to fill this role. What does this leadership mean to you personally?
Well, it is a personally, it is an honor to be serving this organization. I've been with this organization for 17 years, and I'll be honest, when I first moved out here from California, I did not know what CPLC did. And, you know, I've grown to love and I'm honored to be in this role as a first female Latina. And I'd like to add a prepared female Latina. You know, I went back and got my executive MBA, and I've had other leadership training both in Stanford and Harvard. And so for me, it is an honor to be serving at the helm, even if it's interim, and I hope it becomes permanent in everything CPLC does. We have a large presence in Southern Arizona, and for me, it's important that we continue to serve in all areas in Arizona, specifically in Southern Arizona. It has a special place in my heart.
So Arizona is kind of the home state for CPLC, but you're expanded, I think, you're in three or four other states, right?
That is correct. We have a presence in Texas, West Texas. We operate about 15 ERDI and migrant Head Start sites. We have a large presence in New Mexico, where we provide ERDI and migrant Head Start facilities, workforce development, WIOA training. We also have a presence in Nevada. Our focus there is immigration services, housing counseling, and we do a lot of single-family housing development. And then we are in California. We're in the middle of merging or acquiring two other nonprofits. I can't say acquiring because we can't buy a nonprofit, but we're merging with two small nonprofits that do similar work that we do here in Arizona, and we're hoping to expand into Colorado and Utah as well.
Let's talk about economic development and the relationship with Sun Corridor, Inc. How is that going?
We have an amazing relationship with Sun Corridor. I've participated in several mission trips where leaders of the community and business leaders go out and promote Tucson and to Southern Arizona as a whole. We coordinate. We work well together. It's good to have the business world and the nonprofit world come together and showcase and share the wonderful things going on in Southern Arizona and also to partner with other organizations as well in economic development around our housing developments that we do, and as well as workforce development. There's so much opportunity and just good collaboration.
Yeah, I want to elaborate a little bit on that. And I mentioned your five areas that you focus on, and economic development. Alicia Nunez is one of those. Let's talk a little bit more about how important that is to our community.
It is very important. So, you know, we are a community development corporation. We help develop and create communities. For us, it's important to have affordable housing. It's important that we bring good projects to communities that may have an impact in different ways, whether it's housing, developing a property. You know, we have some examples that recently where we are developing in the Copper Corridor housing and development in that area, as well as in scholarship. We brought in $65 million in new market tax credits. We didn't bring them in. We applied and we received them. And so using new market tax credits in different communities is also very important. And I think another area that we have a large presence is in our small business lending, bringing loans to small businesses so that they can continue to grow and or start up is another area that I think is very important for our economy.
So you're helping new startup get startups going and small business people as well. Is that correct?
That is correct. We also help, we have a women's business center where we help train, we provide technical assistance to small business owners. So we have a slew of different programs and ways where we help our communities build a better infrastructure and help the economy as a whole.
How about job development as far as giving someone skills to do a job?
We have that as well. We have a workforce development training. Some of the trainings that we do are specific to the different partnerships that we create, where the job training is focused on the need. We also have a virtual reality technology focus. And so we are helping, you know, I think with COVID, it was we saw a dip in being able to connect with our younger youth. And so we found a creative way to help train them, and we've been using a virtual reality technology to help them, you know, imagine being in a different environment or working in a different manufacturing company or technology company. And so these are different ways, creative ways that we are working with to help train our different individuals, and we call them opportunity youth. And so it's very important for us to make sure that continues to help prepare folks for jobs.
All right. Before we take our break, that's very interesting, the virtual reality. So this young person could take a look at what that job environment would actually be like. Is that correct?
That is correct. They could, you know, they could see themselves in a room with technology in front of them, or whatever the job that is being they're getting trained on would look like. Things have changed a lot. You know, there's a lot of robotic type work, and so it's changed the way people are trained or the hands-on training, and so it's very important that they get to see, you know, what companies look like. And so our partnerships with different companies has been a key for us to be able to create different ways in training them. And, you know, we're able to customize what that looks like for them.
All right. We're going to continue with our CEO interview series. This is a monthly series presented by Sun Corridor, Inc. This month, CEO Alicia Nunez, interim president and CEO for Chicanos Por La Causa, will continue with our conversation. Looking at, I want to hear a little bit about health and human services and a little bit more about housing from Alicia when we come back. Be right back.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastropub, serving an ever-changing menu of craft beer and fine fare. Savor the majestic mountain views from the perfect for any season spacious patio at West Lambert Lane and North La Cañada Drive in Oro Valley. Order in or take out at Noble Hops, a pub for foodies. On the web at noblehops.com.
International Airport, we are nonstop for our community. Our main priorities are providing a safe and secure travel experience and excellent customer service. We are also nonstop for landing prosperity in Southern Arizona by attracting new flights for business travel and family getaways. When your airport thrives, our community thrives. So fly local, fly TUS. Tucson International Airport is nonstop for Tucson.
I've known the Chavez family for 35 years, and thanks to Chavez in 67, you won't find any soft, saggy cushions at the Buckmaster Bungalow. Chavez in 67 can restuff your cushions with new, firm, high-density foam. What a difference that makes. They also offer full upholstery services. Give them a call at 520-795-8032 or check out the website ChavezIn67.com.
Nestled in the foothills of the Santa Rita Mountains of southeastern Arizona is Equine Voices and Sanctuary, home to horses and burros that were rescued from neglect, abuse, abandonment, and slaughter. Please consider Equine Voices Rescue and Sanctuary with a financial gift of support and estate remembrance. Learn more about our vision and values at equinevoices.org. The Regional Transportation Authority Plan is funded by a voter-approved half-cent sales tax. The RTA is collected throughout Pima County and averages more than $100 million in revenue each month. The RTA is the largest annual funder of regional transportation improvements in the region. The RTA is preparing a new 20-year plan for public review. Sign up at rtanext.com for updates. For more than a half century, Tucson Gardeners Trust Green Things, a family-owned and operated retail and wholesale plant nursery, offering an amazing variety of plants, trees, cacti, pottery, and so much more, all at great prices. The 13.5-acre site by the Rito River is also home to the Zocalo Village, specializing in fine Mexican and Latin American imported furniture and art. Green Things open daily at 3384 East River Road and at greenthingsaz.com and zocalovillage.com.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show, and this is our monthly Sun Corridor Inc. CEO interview series. This month's interview is with the CEO, Alicia Nunez, interim president and CEO of Chicanos Por La Casa. And we talked quite a bit in the first segment, Alicia, about economic development, education, some of the other areas that I want to touch on. How about when it comes to health and human services? How does that component work for you guys?
In Southern Arizona, we have a few programs that we focus on. We have resource and health navigation. We have a group of individuals that help folks understand their healthcare plans and or help get connected to resources if there's a need. They also help individuals sign up for the marketplace. Right now is a critical time where our folks are helping individuals that need guidance and or resources. We also have immigration services. We help individuals apply for citizenship, help them with different resources that they need in order to be get their immigration status up to date. And I would include our schools. We have two high school charter schools in Southern Arizona. One is a letter grade A. They just received their A grade letter, which I think is a huge win. We've been working hard for that, and we're extremely proud. We serve about 250 students in Southern Arizona, and we have been since the early 90s when our charter schools were creating. Statewide, we have a mortgage company that helps individuals with mortgages. We try to find other tools and other subsidies that will help individuals with first home down payment assistance, and then just trying to get them the best mortgage rate, interest rate that they can afford.
Hopefully the interest rates are going to be coming down a little bit, Alicia.
We hope so, too. That is our hope.
Let's talk about some of your priorities for the new year in 2024 at Chicanos Por La Casa.
Well, we do a lot of great work. I like to say that we have excellent programs. We've been doing a lot of we've been running our programs for more than 54 years. Our focus in 2024 is to continue to provide the services that our communities need. exceptional service. We want to be able to provide quality product. And, you know, with COVID and everything that we dealt with in the past few years, our staff has worked extremely hard. Our offices did not close at all. And I think it was when we worked extra hard and we had a tremendous growth. And so for us, it's focusing on our staff and making sure that we have healthy staff and focusing on growth and growth in areas that are impactful and that matter at this time. We have over 2,000 employees, and our operating budget is about a little over $260 million a year. So we have quite a bit on our hands, and we really want to make sure that we're providing quality service out there.
How many employees in Tucson out of that 2,000?
We have about 200 employees in the southern Arizona area. Tucson, Rio Rico, and Nogales. We do operate a few multifamily apartments. Some of them are Section 202, which we serve our elderly population. We also have about 250 in Yuma. That is our largest area where we provide early and migrant Head Start services, so childcare type services. We also have a self-help program in Nogales and Rio Rico. We've been doing this program for, I want to say, about 20 years. We've helped families get into homes. About 300 families get into homes. This is a very popular, successful program that we've been managing for years with the help of USDA.
Boy, you guys have a lot going on.
We really do. We really do. We have a lot going on. And to your point, what does CPLC do? We do a lot. It is a lot of information to provide. You know, our areas are under economic development, education, health and human services, housing, and we also do advocacy.
Advocacy is important, of course, and advocacy for the Mexican-American community. Have attitudes changed quite a bit toward the Mexican-American community just since you've been with the organization?
You know, we like to promote advocacy for everyone, not just our Mexican-American population. You know, CPLC, that's how we started, and we believe that, you know, the people that do not have a voice are, you know, have a voice and are educated on different issues that we are dealing with at the state. And so what we provide is education. You know, we help individuals register for voting. We do not tell them who to vote for or how to vote. We just provide education, and we will continue to do that as long as CPLC is around.
All right. Alicia Nunez, Interim President, Chief Executive Officer, Chicanos por la Causa. Good luck in the future. Hope you become the permanent President and CEO. You certainly well-versed in what's going on. Thank you, Alicia.
Thank you, Bill. Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much. For more information about Sun Corridor, visit suncorridorinc.com. It's going to do it for the Buckmaster Show, Thursday edition. Tomorrow, our Friday Focus interview is with the Arizona Attorney General. Certainly a lot to talk about this week with Chris Mays. Tim Steller from the Arizona Daily Star will be my guest co-host tomorrow in studio. Until then, Bill Buckmaster and Tom Fairbanks on the other side of the glass, wishing everyone well.